It's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yacht.
Well, thank you, Samsters, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Peeking Inside the Grapevine. My guest today is going to be Sean Belize from State Champs Network and Woodward Sports. We're going to talk about a variety of things, in particular the Stanley Cup playoffs and a couple other subjects, some high school hockey as well, possibly. See Raj and the crew at Kuhn Automotive for your next vehicle purchase, your Carfax at Banders Dealer to Copper Country. Open up some happiness, all your favorite Coca-Cola products from Coca-Cola of Hancock, Porter's Title Rod Repair, Ethel Avenue in Hancock. Has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. David Zucchi, Century 21 North Country Agency in Holmes, the official realtor of Peeking Inside the Grapevine. Raleigh Embroidery, Still Screen and Necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between. See Joe or Stacy at Homestead Graphics and Berga. The AHBP Super Service in Hancock, Erie's only full service gas station. Tone available around the clock, year round. Dr. Graf Olsen, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. House calls and emergency calls and open Saturday until noon. Kuhn Over End Door is your Copay Garage Door Distributor, Copper Country. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Service provides all your excavating needs. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock. Offers all aspects of family dentistry for the entire family, 482-8601. Eastport Pasty Company serves a Lister's Pasty Saturday and Monday at Rosalita's Bakery in Calumet, 1130 to 2. Reserve on Facebook, 369-4345. As the phone number as well, Peterson Excavating Services, 281-7318. Give Jordan a call to clean up the carnage from winter. We're starting to see a lot of yard damage. Holton Village Plan, 26 Brick Garden Lane and Holton, is now your True Value franchise. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, features daily walk and water park passes. Great specials for the end of the month, 20% off your room Thursday through Sunday, 920-405-8700. You have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mites, and all kinds of pesky rodents contest. A-plus pest management, 281-4975. Uper Fitness, owned and operated by Uper, is offering discounts for seniors, military, and first responders. First responders, annual monthly memberships available. No minimum term contract. Uper Fitness in the Copper Country Mall. Trying to bring our guest today, Sean Belize from State Champs Network and Woodward Sports. Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
Good morning, Jimmy. How you feeling, buddy?
Not too bad, my friend, with the Stanley Cup playoffs going on and NBA playoffs going on. Baseball is starting to get some feel to it, unless you're a New York Mets fan, but besides that, pretty good. But, Sean, I do have some disturbing news I received the last couple of days concerning the Habs, man. I have got reports that there's an APB out for this particular individual, especially at the Matson resident, if you do cross the Mackinac Bridge. Do you have any idea what's going on with the Habs, man, when with this 1967 stuff he's tormenting Maple Leaf fans with?
He's pretty excited, you know. They got a pretty good team, and the Leafs fell flat on their face. So, Jimmy, I'll tell you what. I know a lot of people think the winner of this series goes to the Stanley Cup final. I'm not so sure the way they're beating the garbage out of each other these first two games. It's incredible. It really, the pace has been incredible. The physicality has been incredible. And, all tied up, heading back to Montreal on Friday night.
Well, Sean, before I get to the Stanley Cup playoffs, in earnest, high school hockey season well over with. The Team Michigan teams had their get-together, I think, last weekend. I suppose, Sean, now that the dust has settled and we heard all the complaining about everything, all the noise about everything, all how everything has to be changed, and at this point, everyone forgot about all the bellyache and how things had to be changed. So it happens again next March and April, and they'll yell about it again until nothing gets done. I guess the question I got to ask you this question. Me and you, Ben, how old is this complaining getting, and is it me or is high school hockey going in the opposite direction they're going a couple years ago?
I agree with you, and I know you and I agree on this. Well, I'm not going to hear any complaining anymore. I don't want to hear it. There have been so many things talked about and bantied about in regards to, well, we need to do this and we need to do that. Like, I'll use your backyard as an example. Congratulations to Houghton on winning the championship. No doubt about it, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, everybody was rooting for you guys. Like, literally, everybody was rooting for you guys. But guess what? We're going to have to play this game again next February. We're going to sit there talking about, oh my goodness, it's so wrong that Houghton's in this region with this team and that team and this team. It's so unfair to everybody. If you don't like it, do something about it. And there are things in place that at least allow you that opportunity, but it takes legwork, Jimmy. And I don't know how many guys legitimately want to put in the legwork. And, you know, some people throw up their hands and say, well, nothing's going to change either. And I can understand that. But, yeah, my goodness gracious, I hear that stuff all the time. And I told so many people down here this past year after the farce that was Catholic Central and Heartland and Howell being, right. I'm like, does it only affect you when it affects you? Stuff like this has been happening for a long time, and I'm with you. I don't want to hear it anymore. If you don't like it, do something about it.
And at my age, son, I got to the point of that, too, and I think for years I hear this every year in March and April. We're going to fix this. We're going to fix it. I said, who's going to fix it? Everyone complains about it, and room full of a bunch of people complain about it. After a month or two pass, everyone forgets about it. And again, I think it's degressed from the last couple years, and even how the roadmap has degressed with certain people navigating this or to make sure. I mean, again, it's not just here. It's not just down in the division. It's statewide where you look at some of these things, how it continues is absolutely mind-boggling, and how everyone complains about it for a month or so. Then it's like, you know, have some magic dust on it and resurface. I'm sorry, I don't get it. I just don't.
No, it's you know, when do we use the map? Where do we use the map? Yeah. I mean, Jimmy, even the broadcast for the games. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's hot about it for 2 weeks, and then it's like for the next 50 weeks, everybody forgets about it. I'm with you. You know what? I got a job to do. I love doing it. Honestly, I know I can speak for both of us. I'm very passionate about the game at this level. I'm just going to focus on that. I'm not joining any crusades because nobody ever sees any of the crusades through. You know what I mean?
And I'm in the same boat with you, and I told someone, I'm not saying any names, a few weeks ago, I don't want to hear it anymore. It doesn't concern me. I got what I have to do, but I just in a closing, until somebody actually does something about it instead of complaining about it, it's not going to change. And I told them it's getting worse, and these group of people didn't really like it. And I, that's your opinion, my friend. It's pretty much what I told them.
and that's exactly it. If this is the road you want to take, it doesn't change. I'm never going to disrespect the game. I'm never going to disrespect any of the kids or coaches in the game. But, you know, don't ask me, hey, what do you think? Because that's one thing I can do is I can shoot straight. And I can say that there are issues, and I wish there was a better collective effort to change those issues. But I honestly feel some people don't want the issues to change, and that's frustrating to me.
And I echo your sentiments exactly, my friend. How much you want it, and you don't want it bad enough. And the worst part of sadness is easy to fix, but nobody wants to push hard enough to do it, in my opinion.
You got it. Yep.
Also, Stanley Cup playoffs are underway. Tonight's schedule is going to be Buffalo at Boston, Colorado at the Kings, Hurricanes at the Sens, Buffalo-Boston tied up at one apiece, Avs and Kings. The Avs are up two games a zip, although all the games have been tight. Carolina's up two games a zip over Carolina. And the other series going on, as mentioned, Flyers-Penguins, Stars-Wild, Ducks-Oilers, Canadiens, and the Lightning, where body parts are pretty much at carnage. Any surprises so far going into Thursday night, Sean, in the playoffs that you've seen? And obviously, Colorado is not going to be a pushover against the Kings, although they're up 2-0.
Jimmy, that game a couple nights ago, I don't know how many people stayed up and watched that. That first period was unbelievable. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of sat there after watching that first period, and I thought to myself, oh my goodness gracious, just how far away are the Detroit Red Wings? Oh my goodness gracious. You know, it's so much of this action really kind of shows you just how far away they are with sandpaper and grit and all of that.
Right.
I wouldn't say there's a surprise. There's not a surprise for me. Dallas is doing Dallas things. I mean, if people haven't figured that out yet, you know, even after that brutal game one, they did the same thing last year. I really thought the Sens were going to push the Canes. games. So that doesn't really surprise me. And, you know, obviously, you know, the Canes won both games, but the Sens are giving them a run of the money. Yeah, these are good series so far. I think that's what's intriguing about this. This is exactly what the league wants. And I don't think they have to do it under this playoff format. I think this playoff format is atrocious. You know, when you are talking about a cost certainty league, okay, the separation between 1 and 8 just isn't that vast. It's just not that vast. And I don't think anybody should be surprised at Philly, considering the way they finished the season. You know, they got that influx of youth, and Martone has been just a wagon. Yeah. Every night that guy's doing something. But, you know, it comes back to the stupid playoff schedule. It really does. I don't understand what they're doing, but the NHL is going to do NHL things.
And you mentioned Philadelphia. That's the biggest round of surprise, but they're probably playing the best hockey coming on the stretch. The big question with Carolina, every year we see it, is Freddie Anderson have their durability? And obviously, Brindamore, that's his number one guy coming in. We see this with Carolina every year. They come out like a house of fire, but they just don't have enough to get through it. But every year, you keep thinking this might be the year, and Anderson's playing lights out, but I don't think he's got a stamina to do it every other night for 4 series.
No, I agree with you. I actually thought that they might try Bussy, but you know, obviously Brindamore decided to go with Freddie. You know what Freddie Anderson is. I mean, that's the way that I look at it. Honestly, you know what Freddie Anderson is, and I mean, guys can change that narrative. There's no doubt about it. There's a pretty darn good goaltender down in Florida who changed that narrative. But listen, until they do change that narrative, the narrative exists for a reason, and Freddie Anderson is a guy that had multiple opportunities in multiple places, and we've seen it play out exactly the way that you said it play out.
And then we look at Buffalo, Boston. I said from now, everybody knows my alliance with Buffalo. Their first 2 games, Sean, I didn't get past the second period due to fatigue and other issues I'm dealing with. But I watched so far 4 to 6 periods Buffalo played. I've yet to see a goal. I see the scores in the morning, and their power play is anemic. Their entries beyond anemic. Once they get in there, they can't do nothing. They're struggling down the stretch. This is not a good matchup for Buffalo. I said from the get-go, now they're going back to Boston, tied up at 1 apiece. What are your thoughts on that series, Sean?
I marvel at the way that Don Sweeney does things in Boston. I mean, how many times have we said Boston's going to take a step back? Boston's, you know, on the initial defense and everything, and they've just been uber competitive for so many years. They really have. I think you got a good finger on the pulse, Jimmy. You can't. Game one is electric as it was in that third period, and you know, the place went from being, you know, eerily quiet to just exploding. You can't expect those heroics. You can't dig yourself holes like that. And they found that out in game two. You know, you get yourself in a hole, you can't expect these wild comebacks. And they made it a little interesting in game two. But no, the same issues exist for them. They got to get better goaltending. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, how much playoff, quote unquote, hockey does that team have? You know, I think those are big questions.
And so much has to say for playoff experience. People downplay it. And I love Boston. You got McAvoy back there. I think some of the most underrated defensemen in the league. They put Laurie back on his defensive partner. There's very quietly solid top to bottom, and the experience on is paramount, equal to Buffalo. And again, Boston's with Swayman. They got the goaltending edge, I think, by pretty good distance.
Yeah, this wasn't a good matchup. I don't think there's no two ways about that. And hey, listen, I think eventually, Jimmy, I do think Buffalo's going to beat them. I think there's a talent differential, but this wouldn't be one of those things. If Boston wins the series, I don't know how anybody like, wow, I'm really shocked at that. No, I don't think that comes into play. I really don't.
And then the other series, like you mentioned, Ducks and the Oilers. You know, Edmonton will make it interesting. I don't think that Anaheim's like Buffalo. It's just next to zero playoff experience, and a goaltender never seen this before.
Yeah, a lot of young talent. You know, their time is yet to come. You know, I think you put San Jose in that category. I think the Habs from last year, too. You know, that's a team that you could kind of fit in that category. category. I get it. There's a lot of young talent, but you know, there's some hard learning, and you got to learn to hate losing. I mean, that's exactly right. It. You know, you lose that series, and you grow to hate it, and it becomes absolute poison to you and everything. Edmonton is just a hysteric. You just don't know what you're getting from period to period. It is absolutely crazy. Jimmy, it's easy for a non-Oiler fan to watch them and be fascinated by it. Could you imagine being an Oiler fan? You just don't know what you're going to get. You really don't. We looked so good last period. What the heck happened this period? It just seems like there are incredible highs and lows with that team. It's a fascinating watch from afar.
The two best series I had going in before the playoffs started, first round, most competitive, they're all a blast. I love them. The Minnesota, Dallas, and the Montreal and Tampa series. You see game 7 on both of these, Sean, because the way they're going after each other, man, I think that's the two best series going now that I've seen so far.
Wouldn't shock me. The Habs really let Tampa off the mat last night. They were. They've been the better team in the first two games. I have no problem saying that. But, you know, Tampa got that goal. Kucherov came alive, got that wraparound goal. And then the overtime was a masterclass in desperation. It really was. I mean, and full march to Tampa. Absolutely dominated that overtime. And they had to win that game. You don't want to go back to Montreal down 0-2. The Dallas Wild series. Let's go back to the absurdity that is the seeding. You have the number 2 seed playing the number 3 seed out west. You have the number 3 seed playing the number 4 seed in the east. It's a joke. I have no other way to say that. I'm not falling for Dallas again. I'm just not. The last couple of years, they were kind of my pick out of the west. And there's something with that team. And I know the easy thing is to blame it on Ottinger, but there's just something off with that team. You can't have the stinkers like you did in game 1, in my mind, and be considered legitimate. We've seen so much of that out of Dallas the last couple of years. You can change a coach, and, you know, you're still seeing that out of them. I expect Minnesota to win that series. I really, truly do. I think the Wild are going to win that series. If that Tampa-Habs series goes to 7, I just don't see Tampa losing on home ice in game 7. No. And I know they haven't been good at home for a while now in the playoff, well, really until last night. But, boy, oh, boy, if the Habs want to win this series, they better take care of it in 6.
Yeah, as long as you let Vasilevskiy stay in there, your chances get better against Domas. And I compare that West to Division I high school hockey, where you had Howell, Heartland, and Catholic Central. In the West, you got Dallas, Minnesota, and Colorado. I think 3 to 4 top teams are going to knock each other out in the first 2 rounds. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. It is. It's a crying shame. And, we'll see what happens. The good thing about the National Hockey League playoff, Jimmy, you know as well as I do, it's attrition. It's a marathon. It's staying healthy. It's getting secondary scoring. It's all those little things that I think people hear and think cliche, but there's nothing cliche about it. I mean, that's the reality of it. And health is so huge, man. You lose a guy this time of year, and that's the difference between winning and losing a series. So I'm going to try to enjoy it. It's much like we were talking about with the – I don't think it's changing anytime soon. I hope a lot of people start to make a stink about the absurdity of the playoff format, and it eventually changes, but I don't think it's happening anytime soon.
Well, Sean, before I let you go, give our audience your website information, your numerous platforms, and your shows that are blasts to tune in on.
Oh, thank you, Jim. You know what? We love to do a lot of these playoff barbecues from my house, and this week being draft week, you know, we're not able to do one until Saturday, but a few of the boys are coming over on Saturday. You know, we do a little thing on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook called What the Puck, where we just talking about hockey and what we're seeing and eat some good barbecue and everything. So, yeah, it's fun. And, Jimmy, I say it all the time, if you lived closer, you'd be over every single night. You still have an open invite, but, yeah, it's fun to do things like that. Just watch a game and chat hockey with similar people, you know.
Well, Sean, I might show up before June. After June, I'm not going anywhere for 3 months, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, open invite, buddy, and take care of business. No doubt about that.
All right, Sean. Thanks a million. We'll talk to you throughout the playoffs, okay?
Yeah, be good. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, and keep an eye on that mystery guy down there, wouldn't you? And if he crosses the bridge, tell him he could be in peril.
Guy just tortures my family. I don't get it.
I'll see you later.
See you, buddy.
Sean Belizer from State John's Neck and Net and Woodward Sports joining us. We'll be back Tuesday on Peek Inside the Grapevine. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.